I made a sign for my companions to withdraw. I was going to attempt something I knew without saying was doomed to failure. 3 months in the same camp and in the same milieu had created, in spite of everything, a certain intimacy between us. Besides, the Germans generally appreciate capable people, and as long as they need them, respect them to a certain extent, even in the Katzet. Such was the case for cobblers, tailors, joiners, and locksmiths. From our numerous contacts, I had been able to ascertain that Mussfeld had a high esteem for the medical expert's professional qualities. He knew that my superior was Dr. Mengele, the Katzet's most dreaded figure, who, goaded by racial pride, took himself to be one of the most important representatives of German medical science. He considered the dispatch of hundreds of thousands of Jews to the gas chambers as a patriotic duty. The work carried on in the dissecting room was for the furtherance of German medical science. As Dr. Mengele's pathological expert, I also had a hand in this progress, and therein lay the explanation for a certain form of respect that Mussfeld paid me. He often came in to see me in the dissecting room, and we conversed on politics, the military situation, and various other subjects. It appeared that his respect also arose from the fact that he considered the dissection of bodies and his bloody job of killing to be allied activities. He was the commandant in a shot of No. 1 crematorium. 3 other SS acted as his lieutenants. Together, they carried out the liquidation by a bullet in the back of the neck. This type of death was reserved for those who had been chosen in the camp or else sent from another on their way to a so-called rest camp. When there were merely 500 or less, they were killed by a bullet in the back of the neck, for the large factory of gas chambers was reserved for the annihilation of more important numbers. As much gas was needed to kill 500, as to kill 3,000. Nor was it worthwhile to call out the Red Cross truck to bring the canisters and gas butchers for such a trifling number of victims. Nor was it worth the trouble of having a truck come to collect the clothes, which was scarcely more than rags anyway. Such were the factors which determined whether a group would die by gas or by a bullet in the back of the neck. And this was the man I had to deal with, the man I had to talk into allowing a single life to be spared.